Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is DJ Steffens. He was a member of the Memphis Grizzlies Summer League team, former Tiger. You remember DJ Steffens, one of the most beloved Tigers in program history. He joins us now, resting up, I believe, in Texas. DJ Steffens, is that, are you back in your home state?
Oh, yes, sir. Currently in Houston. Yes, sir.
Currently in Houston. How's everything, man? How first off, I saw you. It looked like you injured your shoulder there toward the end of that last game with the Grizzlies. Are you okay? And how was Summer League?
No, I'm okay. In a few days, my shoulder should be fine. I was just scared in the moment because I didn't even get to see what happened. I just got elbowed in the back.
Yeah, I saw it.
And I started feeling sharp pain all over my back, and my arm went numb, and I couldn't really move it. So it was a little scary at first, but we went in the back, took some x-rays, and everything came back negative. So
good.
The diagnosis was I just had a stinger, and it would be tough to move my shoulder, and it'll be really sore for a few days, but I'll be all right.
So, it's obviously, you win the championship there in France. Congratulations on that.
Yes, sir.
And then you don't even really get a chance to breathe before you're playing basketball again here in the United States with the Summer League. What were you hoping to get out of Summer League, and did you get that?
Playing Summer League, I just saw it as another opportunity to get some eyes in the States back on me again. Everybody to see me and refresh their minds. And for me to just go out there, compete, and just try to open some eyes and try to hopefully create some opportunities. And at this point, I'm not sure if it served that. But within the next few days, whatever, I'm sure I'll be hearing some news on whether I'll be staying in the States or whether I'll be going back to France next year.
That's what I wanted to ask you, was that from what I saw, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, you had re-signed with Le Mans back earlier this, I think, July 5th, if I'm not mistaken. And so, and then you play some, a little bit of a, and that's why I'm thinking about your shoulder and all that. Was it, did you look at it as a risk? Hey, I'm going to do this. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, if you got hurt, holy cow. So did you look at it as a risk, but in one worth taking? Clearly you did.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was a risk worth taking, but I signed to go back to France, but I had an NBA out in my contract.
Got you.
If something was to come back here stateside with the NBA, and I'd be able to opt out of my contract in France. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm waiting to see if anything opens up to see if I have opportunities to stay in the States next year.
What was it like, man? I saw the videos there. I mean, you guys had a friggin' massive crowd after you won the title there in France. What was it like to capture that first professional championship?
No, it was actually my second.
Oh, second, excuse me. Second title. You're a two-time champion.
Yeah, that was my second championship. But it was a dope experience again. It was just crazy to me because early in the season, I could see that we had what it took to win a championship. But we had so many ups and downs, and we went through so many injuries, and we had so many rough spots throughout the season. So for us to be the ones holding up the trophy at the end of the season, I thought that was pretty dope.
And you got sixth man of the year? Big timer?
Yeah, I got sixth man of the year.
They must love you over there, I imagine. Like, you got shirts? Like, I hear Jaren's a hero in Lebanon. If you must be a hero in France.
Nah, I wouldn't say I got T-shirts and stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, everywhere I go, people always gravitate towards me because I jump real high.
Fly guy.
And I do some block shots, and that's all the stuff that the fans want to see. So people always naturally gravitate towards me because of that.
We are, of course, talking to DJ Steffens, former Tiger, just wrapped up another Summer League here with the Memphis Grizzlies. And if you watch DJ Steffens play today, it's a very different DJ Steffens and what we saw at the University of Memphis, at least for the first 3 years. When you think about DJ at Memphis, it was high flyer, alter shot, shot blocker. Was the ability to step out and stretch out and shoot threes always there, or was that something you developed later in your career?
No, I mean, I always had the capabilities to do that because, I mean, I did it in high school. It was just when I got to Memphis, Coach Pastor needed me to play the four because we were low on numbers. And that was like a rebuilding year. And, like, over the years, that was kind of like my role. And my role didn't loosen up to be able to shoot threes and do different things until my senior year, which I wish it had opened up a lot sooner because then, like, the confidence would have been there. And I think a lot of things would have happened for me a lot sooner. But, I mean, I got my confidence back. I stayed in the gym. I kept working on it. And I was able to become a consistent knockdown shooter. And, I mean, that's something I still work on today to try to hone in on and keep polished so that that's something that I can have in my arsenal. Because, I mean, when you can knock down three-point shots and you can defend, I mean, teams – been looking for guys like that every day in the NBA, and I think that's my calling card. So, I mean, I'm just trying to continue to work on that stuff and continue to do those things to prove that I belong in the NBA.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, DJ. Markel, you and I, the other night, Markel's throwing you the alley-oop. You're dunking it through a little tear dropping from my eye. Brother, felt like old times. I'm sure somewhere Josh Pastner was smiling. Man, how about Markel and the summer league? Getting a chance to, you know, play with him? Sure. He played pretty well, looked like, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good experience.
That'd be fun.
I felt like I played pretty well defensively, but Markel, he did a phenomenal job. He shot the ball really well. He was really aggressive on offense, and I think he opened a lot of eyes for himself. So I'm excited to see what happens for him in the future because I know some good things are going to line up for him because of how well he played in the summer league.
Real quick, and what about Jaren Jackson? Obviously, the Grizzlies' first-round pick, you got to spend some time with him. How ready is he to contribute? What do you think of his game?
No, I think he's ready to contribute right now. I think it's huge that he's here with us, and I mean, we're here with the Grizzlies, and he has the opportunity to work with some great coaches. And I mean, I didn't even know the kid was 18 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, the potential is through the roof. And, I mean, he has a bunch of intangibles and things that I think are going to help him be a great player in the league. And not down the road, but I think right now. So I think he's going to be big for the Grizzlies in the future. And I think he's definitely going to help the Grizzlies win some games next season.
Yeah, DJ, we have not had a chance to catch up with you since the University of Memphis, your alma mater, made a big-time move, and that was hiring alum Penny Hardaway. What do you think of that move for the Tigers?
No, I think it was huge. And I think anybody in the city of Memphis knows that just off, like, the things that happened within the first month that he was the head coach at the University of Memphis, just the changes that were made, like the decisions that were made, and just the progress that was made within that time frame. And I think it really got the city of Memphis behind Penny. I mean, everybody wanted Penny anyways, but just those things happening, I think it gave the city of Memphis just that level of comfort that things are going to be all right in the near future. And I'm excited for the season to get started to see how great Penny does and where he's going to take the program.
DJ, man, how's that body holding up? What are you, 27 years old? How's that? What you got a good what? 8 more years of playing? I've always thought, and I'm throwing this at you because we've talked about it here on the show, that when he's done competing, that you know if he's got a little left in the tank, man, Harlem Globetrotters, brother. It seems like I remember Michael Wilson doing that for years and traveling the globe. Now you've already traveled the globe, but I just figured, man, in like other guys' retirement where they're off, that might be your retirement. You know what I mean? Like you'll still have a little bounce in those legs, right?
Hopefully I'll be able to play this game until I decide that I don't want to play anymore.
Right.
But, I don't know.
You ever looked into them? They ever tried to get you? I figured them getting you is a no-brainer. I figured you gotten, you know, competitive juices. You want to keep it going for as long as you can. But I figured, man, for them, you're a no-brainer. Have they ever reached out to you?
I don't think so. If they ever called my agent, I didn't get that message.
I got
or that memo. But playing competitively has always been my goal since I was a kid. And at the end of my career, I'm sure if it got to that point, I would just rest and just get ready for another avenue in my life. I mean, I respect what they do because I have a few friends that actually play for and work with the Harlem Globetrotters and stuff like that. and what they do is actually, in my eyes, it's really hard. Because they have show after show after show. Those shows are day after day after day, and they're traveling and doing all that. So it's really strenuous. So later in my career,
the dream's over. You just dashed my dream. It'll never happen. I thought maybe when you're 37 or something, you might be, you know, still jumping, you know, dunking 13-foot goals, but I guess the dream's over.
Nah. Hopefully it would be a situation like this where still collect the NBA check.
There you go. There you go. We're pulling for you, man.
Yeah, man. It's always good to catch up,
brother. And appreciate this time, brother.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Take care, DJ.
Yep. He is DJ Steffens, former Memphis Tiger. Memphis Grizzlies Summer League participant. Appreciate his time, as always.
Glad to hear that shoulder's okay.
You're not getting him on the Globetrotters, all right? It's not happening.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out today. Was that more my dream, or, you know, was that a possibility? Had he ever dreamed? He clearly has not dreamed about that.
He took it as a disrespect. Like, what, really?
I wanted to make it clear, and I think I said it, after your competitive days.
Right. I'm sure those guys get compensated pretty
handsomely. It would have been a slap in the face if I had said, now. You know what I mean? Like, go do it right now. Like, forget that, you know.
You want to go play for the Globetrotters next tour?
I've continued to say after his competitive days, yes.
He wants to be like Vince, man, getting those paychecks at 41. I think there's, you know.
You're getting paychecks for playing basketball, period, no matter where it is at 41. You're doing good.
And, like, you don't, you know, it's for the kids at that point.
Right.
You know, you're giving back and still getting paid.
DJ will not replace Michael Wilson as my favorite Globetrotter ever. That's okay.
We can lock that in. Right. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.